The following is a message from Earth Star Communications, an organization devoted to exploring and broadcasting alternative ideas towards world peace. And today's message takes the form of a vision by a man who is known throughout the world for his great vision, and that man being the late Buckminster Fuller, who died July 1st, 1983 at the age of 87, followed by the death of his wife Anne, who died just 2 days later. Global thinker Buckminster Fuller was probably best known as the inventor of the geodesic dome, and he coined the phrase, amongst many others, spaceship Earth. And he was considered by some to be the Leonardo da Vinci of our times. So, interlaced with a bit of music by Stephen Fisk, Ursa Radio would like to share part of Mr. Fuller's final vision with you, and in Bucky's own words from an interview taken with Earth Star's America Azevedo just a couple of months before his death.
When the wind sweeps across the plains, bearing seeds upon its wings, and the sun comes behind the rain, as the winter turns to spring, then the seeds root down in the earth, and new sprouts are then released. And all life celebrates the birth of seeds of peace.
Part of Mr. Fuller's final message was that we now have the technical capability to take care of everyone in the world.
I'm not talking about reforming humanity. I'm talking about, for the first time in history, it is not true that it has to be you or me. We now have the capability to take care of everybody. This is very essence of our evening here together. There was a possibility someday we might be able to do so little, so much or so little. We might be able to take care of everybody. So instead of going into politics, I went in 55 years ago into development of technology, seeking to produce so much livingry with so few pounds of material, so few ergs of energy and seconds of time. We might be able to take care of everybody and prove that the working assumption had to be you and me was invalid. We now have the capability to take care of everybody, rather the technical capability to do so.
So how does having the technical capability to take care of basic human needs tie into world peace? Mr. Fuller considers it the basis for the contention that creates war.
So if there seems to be is inadequacy of life support, somebody's going, a lot of people are going to die, then this is the very basis of politics itself. What policy do you pursue in view of the fact that there's not enough ground, a whole lot of people are going to die? Which ones are the ones that are going to have to die? So that's been, for the last 100 years, the basic contention between the capitalists and the socialists as the extreme political camps. As a consequence, we have then a complete authority given the head of state to spend any amount of money, be sure it's not our side that goes down. Mm-hmm. And so this has brought about enormous armaments built up, enormous amount of wealth has been made out of the armaments, I'm sorry to say. Mm-hmm. And we have then, as we all know, the consequence of all this, we now the capability to destroy all humanity in half an hour. 1970, we crossed a threshold when for the first time in history can be engineeringly demonstrated we can now, with a 10-year design revolution, taking the metals going all into the weaponry, put them into what are called livingry, within 10 years we can have all humanity living the highest standard living anybody has ever known on a sustainable basis while phasing out all further use of fossil fuels and atomic energy. I became then the first person in the world to know that now war is obsolete. It does not have to be you and me.
No borders?
From who?
Between us anywhere in the world? Between countries?
They see no point in that whatsoever.
But the seeds on the open wind know no boundary lines or wars. They will wash the battleground with green.
and the peace shall be restored. No
one. Bucky's death prompted media attention from all over the country. But they seem to have passed over one of the most important points I think Bucky was trying to make during his last public tour in conjunction with a series of integrity days, and that obvious point being the need for integrity to implement change.
Just technology and nothing else would solve our problem?
Of course not. The main premise is yesterday that it could not be done, it was not solvable. I now know it's solvable. So it's a question then of the integrity of human beings themselves.
What's integrity? Hmm? What is integrity of human beings?
The capability of the human beings either spontaneously or courageously to live and act in accordance with the truth as you see it. Not in terms of what the crowd is doing, not doing what the politics are doing.
Very few human beings achieve that level. Mm-hmm. Well, I can point to Gandhi, Christ.
With a great many, it's very spontaneous.
Mm-hmm. So now what remains to be done?
I say it remains to be intelligent about it and do something about it.
This has been Sherry Morgan for Earth Star Radio, and we here at Earth Star Communications would like to ask you to stop and pause with us for a few moments of silence in memory and honor of the late Buckminster Fuller and his wife Anne. Thank you.